The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
We training camp is open and like clockwork. We have the return of Lamar Jackson, hater guy. I think this is the third season.
Wow. Consistent.
Since we're talking about football, what's the excuse going to be this year when Lamar fails again in the first round? He has no help because he has help this year. Lamar isn't even a top 10. I think he mixed this up. Lamar isn't even a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, let alone the AFC. Shouldn't that be reversed, right? Let's see. Who is Lamar Jackson's help this year? Let's go to the...
Are they saying because they have Odell Beckham Jr.?
I guess. Well, that's his help. Let's see. He's got a hurt J.K. Dobbins. He's got a hurt Rashad Bateman. Odell Beckham Jr., Zay Flowers, and Mark Andrews. Well, that blows me off the page. That's great. So if ignoring this guy is not an option, Jay, how should I deal with him this year? But the rule is you can't. Ignoring him is not an option.
Ignoring him.
No, see, I knew that's what you were going to say.
No, see, he likes to bring me in on this because he knows, like, it's really bad for him to not ignore him, but he can't help himself.
You know what? We're here to interact, Jay.
There's interaction, but not every interaction is necessary.
I don't think we need to be in ivory towers too good to speak to the people.
It's not an ivory tower issue. It's whether or not, you know, listen.
Here we go.
Some people.
It's going to be bad.
That just like to poke the bear, and some bears are easily poked.
You're poked.
You'd be that bear that's easily poked.
Yeah. You know what? I care what people think.
No, you don't. You just like to argue with people.
I mean, that's really what this business
is. Pretty sure you were a lawyer in your past lifetime.
Son of a lawyer. But, yeah, the genetics have rolled through. I wish a lawyer would get a hold of this Oakland A's situation and find some sort of thing to do a thing with a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, clearly.
All right, like can we just sue John Fisher for, like, massive incompetency?
I think that's a term.
Is that mm-hmm. a term?
That would work. I think that would hold up.
Last night was a Bay Bridge series, two games, and game one goes to the Giants 2-1. But
that was a quick game too for those that like games with pace.
It was, and you are, I assume, talking about the speed part of it, not the thing that goes with chips.
I am.
Yeah. It was a. It was a fan-organized sell-the-team chant at Oracle. And on the Giants' side, on the Giants' side of the broadcast, it sounded a little bit like this. By a little bit, I mean exactly. Excuse me, this is the A side here. Notice no one's saying anything. Now, what's important is Cody Thomas comes to the plate. This is top of the fifth inning. This is when it was organized to happen. There's no fouled away, ball one. Even when he grounds the ball to, I believe it was second, and is out at first base, there's no speaking.
From the A's side.
From the A's side. Just, again, props to, I think it was Johnny and Dallas on the call there that inning. Props to them. And I want to, again, say props to the crew because your job is to tell the story. They're telling the story. But please understand that there is a partnership contract between the team and the broadcasters, who, by the way, are hired and fired by the team.
Yeah.
There is a contract between them. If for example, Bonneville was moving KHTK to Dallas, And, you know, everybody was freaking out about it. There's nothing they could do. And then, you know, we're having a live show and everybody's saying, sell the radio station. And you and I aren't saying anything. We're putting ourselves in direct peril with our bosses for allowing this anti-corporation, anti-corporate message to roll through. And I think it's very, very important. I keep pushing this, not just because I have a lot of respect for the broadcast crew and everybody behind the scenes there. It's important to understand how important this is, how it gets the message out, because then what happens is you go to SportsCenter, and SportsCenter last night spent more time on this than they did on the game itself.
Exactly.
And that gets national appeal going and national awareness going. And this is where other owners who right now are mostly in the mindset of, we don't want to be told how to run our teams. We're not going to tell John Fisher how to run his team and set a precedent.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, quietly, they're murmuring amongst themselves, having conversations with each other over martinis and cognac or whatever, saying they're making – this guy's making us look bad, and it's costing us issues. I think what this is developing into, Jason, or I hope it does, is a full-time road trip where not only are you having sell the team chants, obviously, at the Coliseum constantly, but everywhere the A's go, other fans join in – for a sell the team chant.
Yeah.
And I would say this. I think this is where, and this is where I'd love to have the mayor on. This is where the city, and this is where businesses directly affected by the A's leaving, and I'm talking about financially, this is where they need to organize, whether it's above or behind the scenes, in front of or behind the scenes, and start funding some of this. Very cheap to do.
Yeah.
In the scheme of things, to put together a bus, to put together some form of transportation, load it up with A's fans to go on West Coast road trips and pass out their stuff and organize these things.
Yeah, and this goes back to your point on the broadcast last night that, you know, the A's broadcast crew, which is in an incredibly difficult position, elects to be quiet. What was it? It was the sell the team night here, in Oakland, the night where they clearly, I forget how you described it, but like it was kind of muffled. It wasn't as loud on the A's broadcast, where they were kind of talking over, and they were the broadcast was trying to make it quiet on that sell the team night, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where this one was, I mean, that was loud. It was clear, organized. Giants fans behind them too.
Yes.
And I think that's a statement. I mean, that all of it was good. And again, for those guys that are in that broadcasting position, that's a difficult spot to be in. It really is.
It's a terrible spot to be in. You're a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm. It happened here with the Kings.
It did.
Was terrible. And clearly, and sometimes maybe I don't give our listeners enough credit, but it was like, hey, clearly I'm feeling or maybe even saying one thing in a Kings broadcast, but the very next day on a show saying something completely different, where it's like, yeah, I hate this idea of the potential move to Seattle for the Kings. Like, no, but you're on a Kings broadcast and you're like, here's factually what was presented today and the Maloofs are reaching an agreement, and it's like, all right, I'm reading that, but I'm not supporting it, but you kind of have, there's certain things you have to do.
There comes a point, I went through it on my end, you went through it on your end, Grant went through it on his end, Jerry, everybody, Gary, you know, in everyone's different way, where they had to make a decision as to whether or not they were going to involve themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I also remember back then, too, that the absolute worst thought was, oh, this guy's not speaking out. He's terrible. Like, people have families to feed. People have responsibilities. But also, a good number of jobs would have been lost. Had the Kings moved to Seattle, you going with them to do?
I don't think it would have even been an option.
No, it certainly would have.
New ownership. They want people, their own.
They want their, well, it would have been, what's his face? Would have been their play-by-play guy. Went to Portland.
Was Calabro.
Calabro.
I think the only chance of
Kevin
anything
Calabro, sorry,
was the Anaheim one, because the Maloofs
was
still.
Yes.
But chance, yes. There's still not even a guarantee there.
And everybody's roots are here, so you got to make a decision. And I think, and I don't want to speak for Johnny or Dallas or Vince or anyone else associated.
I don't think they want to go to Vegas.
I don't think they want to go to Vegas. That would be my guess. Yep. Don't want to speak for them. And on top, it's not just a self-serving thing, but it's also the fans themselves. They're tied to Oakland. They are actually rooted in Oakland, and so they're all making that decision. Now, it'll be very interesting to see, because John Fisher is, you know, he has continued to prove that he does not care about his public image. I'm very interested, and I'm a little obsessed with this, by the way, and I want to find out, I'm going to find out, were there any communications today? Are there any missives coming down from up top? Was John Fisher aware of this, and is he dispatching Dave Cavill at all to send a message to these folks where it escalates, saying do not do that again, or is there going to be any sort of punishment for this, which I don't think there will be, but I'll tell you this much. I hope it doesn't happen. I truly don't. Someone ends up losing a job over this mm-hmm. at some point. It would be terrible for that person, and I hope it doesn't happen. But it may also be the match that lights the fuse. And the fuse is already lit. It may be the fuse that lights the giant thing of explosives, figuratively speaking, of course, that really sets this whole thing on fire. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, it'll be interesting to watch this whole thing develop. All right, we will take a break, but boy, am I excited. I really am excited because, you know, on this show, we love our partners. It's what helps us be able to bring you such compelling content each and every day. And, you know, I'll say this in this, what's going to be an incredibly long read, but it's the introductory one, so I get the time here. I do want to take this moment to thank all of you, and we don't do this enough. Somebody was showing me numbers from our last, report card, and not just the station itself, Saptown Sports, but this show. It's awesome, and you know we don't do the thing where we blare it everywhere. It's more because I think it looks self-serving. This is more of a hat tip to all of you. Because we're doing really well. You all are listening. Numbers are up. Numbers are great. Yeah, the Kings certainly helped us. There's no doubt about that, but they've continued into the summer. And one of the ways you know that, don't believe what I say, because everybody can twist numbers to make it look like they're doing what they're doing. Everybody can twist numbers. But you know what's happening? Sponsors and partners are noticing, and they're rolling in. And we appreciate that. And I am so happy to introduce a new partner, but an old partner. Roy's Umbrella is back. Now, many of you remember Roy's Umbrella for years and years and years on this station. Roy is back. I've been talking to him now for a couple of months, and it's just a really good time with the real estate market all over the place to have somebody you know, you love, and has a deep, deep history with this station to return. And he chose this show in particular to make his return. And I really do appreciate that. In the coming weeks, Roy's going to join us from time to time. We're going to talk about things going on in the real estate market, and the real estate industry, and how he can best serve you. But I just wanted to take this first moment to welcome him back and remind you the website has not changed. Roy'sUmbrella.com. That's roysumbrella.com if you have any questions, or 916-997-4434. That's 916-997-4434. As always, tell me, buddy Carmichael Dave sent you, and you see we ran out of music. That's how long I went. We'll take a break. Three for Madness coming up right after this.
Sacktown Sports has all your 49ers preseason coverage.
Nick Bosa right through the middle, throws down Matthew Stafford.
Ooh. Nick Bosa is a rapper and wraps tight underneath.
Backwards pass to McCaffrey, and he's going to throw downfield wide open. Brandon Ayuk, touchdown! Christian McCaffrey can throw!
Catch every 49ers preseason game on Sacktown Sports. Questions,
three answers.
It's three for Madness on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Here's question one.
Go to YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and you can join everybody in the chat. Regulars are all there. Trevor Campeo, MC, Ryan, Russell.
You.
Yeah, apparently me. Here's something.
You're in there today?
I guess I am. I don't, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but let me help you guys out. If somebody goes on there and their screen name is Carmichael Dave, and it's not me, it's an instant ban. And that, and look, the person didn't say anything objectionable. They were just reacting to a joke somebody made. But you could say something objectionable, and then somebody screenshots it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So don't do that. You can impersonate Jay Mars all you want.
Mm.
Wow.
JK, LOL, as my kids say.
I have to watch out for my account.
Don't be sus. Just, you know, roll
highly
out.
Highly sus.
Yeah, highly sus. What is not sus is Fire Wings. 21 different flavors to choose from our friends at Fire Wings. Fire Wings. Hey, just wing it. Three for Madness, Jay Mars. Who is sus? Question one.
Not as sus as Josh Jacobs and the Raiders. Wow. Am I right?
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs still holding out. He did not report to camp yesterday. How long will Jacobs hold out before reporting?
Well, if I don't pretend to understand, I don't pretend to understand what the rules are on this, because Bosa is also holding out, and pretty soon that's going to become 50,000. What?
I was going to say, I did a little little research on that.
Okay.
I believe what it is, because they're on a fifth-year exercise option, the holdout fine still applies to them. However, once they report, the team has the option to waive the fine.
Okay, yes. Because why? So that's where I was going, and I thought I read yesterday that the new agreement, they can't forgive those anymore. But then...
No, fifth-year exercise options, they can forgive.
But the other ones, they can't?
Correct.
Interesting.
Well, you know, that's where you definitely want ambiguity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, well.
Then hold out as long as possible and don't miss a game paycheck.
Pretty much. I would say this. Look, this is an old tried but true. And I'm not saying Josh Jacobs doesn't really have, you know, beef and doesn't want to hold out. But also, sometimes for veterans, when you have a situation like this, it's a great way to be able to work out on your own, go through training camp and preseason, not have to work out in the heat and do all that crap. You work out with your own people, and then you show up, you know, the week of game one, and it's a really convenient way for vets to get out of the preseason.
Right.
My guess is Josh Jacobs will, you know, he'll hold out until week two, maybe week three of the preseason, then he'll show up. Because honestly, I don't know what his leverage is. I think Saquon Barkley basically agreeing to an extra $14 the big scheme of things. I think that took away a lot of Josh's leverage.
Is like his leverage basically like, I was really your offense last year?
Yes.
I think it is in this sense, but we're also not talking about, I think the Raiders are the fifth least likely to make the Super Bowl this year if you look at Vegas odds. And, of course, Vegas odds have been very, very wrong before. But it's not like Josh Jacobs is going to be the difference between the Lombardi or not the Lombardi. Not that that's, you know, the thing. But with Zamir White, what, Amir Abdullah, Brandon Bolden, I don't know who the hell their backup is.
They need Jacobs.
They do need Josh Jacobs. But I think from a Raiders point of view, it's also like, well, do we need Josh Jacobs so we can hit six wins instead of five? Like, I just, again, I don't think he has a ton of leverage, but I could be wrong, Jason.
Yeah. My stance for him would be hold out as long as possible. Don't miss a game paycheck. Preserve your body, and then just be ready for your team when you pick your time to return.
Question two.
I just said that. Jaylen Brown, you may have heard of him, plays for the Boston Celtics, inked the largest contract in NBA history yesterday at 5 years, $304 million. Which sport will have the first billion-dollar player?
Buddy, I'm going to amend your question, sorry, because the answer is easy, in soccer. So let's say beyond soccer.
Okay.
Because it will be soccer. 100%. It might happen, like, literally within the next 12 months. This is where it gets interesting, because I do think baseball is probably the right answer.
Yeah.
However, and I don't know, he is a friend of the show. Maybe he was listening the last couple days. Chris Mannix wrote a pretty nice article for Sports Illustrated I recommend you read shortly after our show ended yesterday. And this was a topic talking about how the NBA is next for the Saudis. That it is next, that it's happening, this is where it's going. So I believe it's baseball. But my asterisk there is that if Otani's contract passes and he is not a billion-dollar player, which he probably won't, then I will amend it to basketball, because I do think the Saudis will get in within the next 2 years, and we're going to see a billion-dollar basketball contract.
I just think it's baseball for two reasons. One, they've been spending a ton of money, and the contracts generally are 10 – well, the crazy ones have been 10 years, 13 years. Mm-hmm. Basketball, generally, it's still 5 years. And to get to a billion, it just – Cap-wise, you just can't get there
but
yet.
But you're thinking in NBA terms.
Yes.
That's and I agree with you.
Right.
I don't think there's a chance, not for maybe 10 years in the NBA.
Yeah.
But Saudi gets involved, and if they are, if you believe that track, I think we are at most 3 years away. And I think that first contract offer, I think they're going to come out, mark my words, and it's going to be LeBron James or Steph Curry.
I don't know, but that hasn't done, and maybe it hasn't been offered in a European league anywhere, but everybody seemingly is coming here to play in the NBA. As opposed to like golf, PGA seem like it could be taken.
Sure.
I don't know if the NBA can. I mean, I could be wrong.
I think you are.
Okay.
I do think you are because I don't think the Saudis have tried yet.
Yeah.
They have not. They have a basketball league over there. Yeah. It's just basically a placeholder. But I think I could be wrong too.
Yeah. I mean, money moves the needle, so.
Yeah, exactly. Number three.
Question three.
It's USA versus Netherlands tonight in World Cup action.
USA.
Is this must-see TV on a Wednesday in July in either of your households?
6 o'clock tonight.
I mean, the callous answer would be, like, what else is on?
Giants A's.
Jeopardy in your house.
Jeopardy and Giants A's. But even if there was other stuff on, heck yeah! Let's go, ladies! It's not just USA versus Netherlands.
Okay? What is it?
And we saw, and by the way, USA versus, who was it? USA Vietnam. The rematch. That outdid, what was it, the national baseball game? I think it was it Mets and Red Sox or Yankees? It was something in Red Sox. But big markets. And it outdid them as well. You get patriotism involved, World Cup, all that, ladies, men, I don't care. I'm on it, dude. Let's freaking go.
Yeah, it may not be all, you know, the entirety of the match, but it's like checking in, then watching, certainly if there's drama all the way through to the end. But, yeah, it's on.
It's an interesting time for soccer in America. You've got that. You got Lionel Messi yesterday. He's got
two more goals.
Two more goals. And I think, did he have an assist? I think he had an assist. It was fun. It really is. And by the way, credit to Lionel Messi, but also kind of showing you the state of MLS, too.
Right.
He just rolls in. Somebody put up a perfect video yesterday. Remember in Billy Madison, I think he was in third grade, and they were playing dodgeball, and the kid threw the dodgeball at him, and he just caught it with one hand and goes, "You're all in trouble now." And just started beating kids. That's Lionel Messi in MLS right now.
Yeah.
That's who he's Billy Madison in third grade.
Hey, Lionel pees his pants too.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm Miles Davis. Take a break. Now I got the song in my head. Lionel pass the third grade.
Let me get it out of your head. Hold on.
Thank you.
There we go.
I appreciate that. Oh, what a glorious day. Yay. Here we go. Let's talk about my friends at Hoblet. It is a glorious day. It's a glorious day to save $13,000. Your question might be, well, Dave, is there a day that's not glorious to save $13,000? No! It just happens to be Wednesday. $13,000 off MSRP or save up to $5,000 off MSRP plus financing as low as 2.9% for 72 months. A new 2023 Ram 1500 Limited, Laramie, and Bighorns. Up to $5,000 on MSRP on new 2023 Ram 2500 Crew Cabs, and you can lease a new Jeep Wrangler 4xe starting at $379 a month. That's your plug-in hybrid. Big city selection and savings. Small town experience for you. You get Hoblet's peace of mind guarantee. Take advantage of federal and state rebates with a new plug-in hybrid. True pricing at Hoblet at HobletDodge.com. The price you see is the price you pay. There's no hidden fees. There's no add-ons. There's no surprises, which is why they're the number one Ram truck dealer in all of California. Not the truck place in the Bay Area. Not the truck place in L.A. No, number one is right here. Number three in the whole USA. No dealer markup on the most popular Ram and Jeep models, while other dealers are marking things way, way, way up. Hoblet's offering discounts. Go to HobletDodge.com. Search, select, and save. No hassle, no pressure, ever, dealership. And you tell me, good buddy, Carmichael Dave sent you. We'll take a break when we come back. Is Debo Samuel about to lay the smackdown on the NFL? We'll discuss next on Sacktown Sports.
It's Whitey and Watkins on Sactown Sports.
Here's the new Aaron Rodgers, or is it Mr. Rodgers?
And yeah, I would say maybe earlier in my career, I was a little more easily angered, and I feel like I'm a little less triggered as I've gotten older.
Good advice.
It's so nice.
This music is so perfect. Now we're just gonna be a little happy campers, you know?
Yeah.
We're gonna practice patience.
It's Whitey and Watkins from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sactown Sports. Waking you up with the best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sactown Sports.
Because we have a great stable of partners on this program, I think I want to start a new sponsored segment. And I want to call it Well Actually with Russell.
Okay.
And every day we just take a Russell comment from the chat, generally about soccer, because he's a what we call a gatekeeper. It's one of those fans that, you know, if you are not, everyone must say the thing or else. Not, you can't just be happy there's a conversation. Anyways, I think we should take one comment a day from him and have it be like the Hoblet Dodge Well Actually moment, where he says, well, actually, his debut did not come against an MLS side, David. Yeah, well, except last night was his second match with them, and that's what we were talking about, and they were playing in the...
Well, actually.
Yeah, actually against Atlanta, which is an MLS side. But hey, Russ, sit there with your neck beard and your IPA on your plaid shirt, and, you know, well, actually...
The heck you met him? Me.
Have I met him? I do not
the collective
meet,
him?
Not want to meet him. I'll meet him online. That's good enough for me. It's like MC.
Yeah.
I'll meet MC online.
I don't want to meet MC.
No, it just it ruins the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Debo. Samuel. Primed.
Is he?
Let me ask you this. More hype on a local level, not national because the NFL is different, but who is going to take a bigger leap this year, Debo Samuel or Keegan Murray? Because it seems like...
Keegan Murray.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Debo's already taken the leap before.
True.
So he's just trying to jump back to where he was? He was very self-critical of his year a year ago.
He was. Yeah. Very self-critical. That he came in, his attitude wasn't right, he wasn't in shape. Although I would imagine he was probably in shape compared to us pretty well.
Well, yeah.
But but for
close.
For him, he needed to be in better shape, according to him. He was very, very upset at how he left. I'm looking for the quote. I guess I'll look for it somewhere else. But Kyle Shanahan had said he's never received more pictures from a fellow man of someone with their shirt off. Is the audio in there?
Yeah, it's in the daily. It's super easy to get to. It's only about 9 clicks away.
It was hiding here. Thank you. Okay, that's why I couldn't find it in the other daily audio, because it was over here. Here is Kyle Shanahan. Thank you, Jay.
I don't think Debo had to be that harsh on himself to you guys, but it was cool to watch. Debo's one of the best players in this league, and anytime he doesn't play like one of the best players in this league, everyone's going to be disappointed, including himself, and I think that was the case. It's a fine line to say that he was awful just because he wasn't one of the best players in the league. I think he was disappointed. I think he can get back to playing a little bit more like he did in 21. I think he took one small step back, but that doesn't mean he can take two steps forward. And where Debo was at, I think the last time you guys saw him, showed that his mind was right to get back to that spot. And that's what's been real cool with him in these 40 days away, just seeing him yesterday for the first time. Never had a grown man send me so many pictures with his shirt off, but it looks good.
14 touchdowns combined versus 5 last year. That's 14 touchdowns in 2021 for Debo Samuel.
Debo, 2021, he was so good. He made so many big plays.
Almost 1,800 yards combined from scrimmage. Also, 77 catches in 2021 to 56 last year, and a combined 860-plus yards.
Yeah, but I think this is where numbers are going to be dangerous for this team, because
I agree.
I mean, can Debo have a 2021 year? Yes, but is that better off? And if that hurts McCaffrey slash Kittle slash Ayuk slash whoever else, they really needed him to be that guy in 2021. I don't know that they need him to be that guy, but he obviously doesn't want to be the guy he was last year.
Well, and that's where you get into Pat Riley's disease of more philosophy in the book that he wrote. And the Niners have not won a championship yet, which may help them. But this is where Kyle Shanahan really has to earn his stripes, because the bottom line is this. Although these guys are weapons, and sometimes you want to put the ball in their hands regardless, the philosophy should be, we're going to go to wherever the best matchup is.
Absolutely.
So if that means
best way to win.
Juwan Johnson has 10 catches and 134 yards, hey, awesome, because he's going against, you know, Ding Dong McGillicuddy, fourth string cornerback, awesome. And if that means that Debo Samuel has to be a decoy sometimes, that's the case. And this is really where good coaches come in handy, because you're not only preaching it's wins, and by the way, you have to win for this to work, but you also have to publicly, in your pressers, you know, I really want to shout out Debo Samuel, you know, three catches for 34 yards.
But that block.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, we could have thrown to Debo all day long. He did an amazing job as a decoy, not to take credit away from Juwan Johnson. But do I keep saying Juwan Johnson? Yeah. Who's Juwan Johnson?
I don't know.
Am I thinking of Josh Johnson? Juwan Johnson, he would not have the game he had. if it was not for Debo, you know, you have to make sure these guys are getting fed ego-wise. But if everybody can put their egos away
and just
go for it, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, so wins and then the success in the postseason is where it's going to matter. And it, individually, they'll be looking for that. But, you know, I'm anxious to see what kind of year Debo's going to have.
I am too. And it really is scary when you look at all the different options that the Niners have. We keep talking about it over and over and over again. And we can, by the way, have that conversation on the offense and defensive side. We keep circling around this, and the angles are few and far between.
Yeah.
Because we keep coming back quarterback.
Right. Think about, too, if you're a Kyle Shanahan this offseason, whether you're thinking of the future of the year, game planning, or getting away from football, vacationing with the family, and here comes that picture of Debo shirtless on your phone again. It's like, I'm working out, coach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't. And, like, how do you, you know, you're just rolling around. Maybe your phone's on the counter and your wife rolls in.
Hey, you got a text.
There's Debo flexing. What is this? Oh, it's just Debo again sending shirtless pictures.
Yeah, it's football stuff.
Yeah, it's football stuff.
Part of the job.
Me and Eric's
like Jake
that?
From State Farm, the early commercials. Who's that?
Who is that? You think
khakis?
Eric Armstead sending him that too?
Maybe.
That'd be great. Eric's
everybody on the team
sending him videos, rubbing his belly.
Gifts.
That honestly, that would be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Is if the team all got together and everyone, like Mitch Wishnowsky, is throwing shirtless pics at Kyle.
Everybody does it.
Everybody does it because you know every team has. Well, at least the offense and defense, I'm sure, have a group text. Mm-hmm. If I'm on that team today, I'm like, we all have to send coach shirtless picks. Like Parag Marate is in there. Like Jed
Ownership.
York. Yeah, the whole thing. Sourdough Sam, whoever. Everyone's just topless. And Kyle's phone is just a big nipple fest. Love it.
Sourdough Sam really let himself go.
He really. Yeah. What? Because their shirts are off.
Remember Nate got in trouble for that last week?
No, Nate got in trouble for revealing.
Wait, what?
Yes.
You missed the whole
thing.
Nate flashed us.
Did he?
And he got a talking to, and dare I say, well-deserved. Because I don't want to see that.
Who talked to him?
I don't know.
Okay. Management.
Management.
You can say nipple. You just can't show nipple. Yeah.
Would you send shirtless pictures to your boss?
Oh, my God. We should all send shirtless pictures to Brian. Just to show that we were.
Let's go a couple notches above, Brian. See how that works.
Oh,
out.
Yeah.
All right, you first. Let us know how it goes. Yeah. We'll take a break. Nick Bosa is.
Where is he?
I don't think he's shirtless, but he is a no-show.
He would probably send those pictures.
Where in the world is Nick Bosa? I don't know, but we'll talk about his holdout next.
The Kings are running it back.
Hammer
fires it off the dribble against Gobert, and he was fouled. Oh, my, what a take that time by Domantas Sabonis. And Luke's Gobert, drives strong, two-hand flush off the dribble, thrown down by Trey Lyles.
And welcoming some new faces.
Yes, Toby Jones with two more.
Now they go to Duarte in the corner for three, and he rains it down.
Keep it locked on Sacktown Sports at SacktownSports.com for the latest Kings news. Place in the morning to get your sports fix.
Live and local.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
It is kind of,
yes,
it?
Yeah, wow. Sure.
Never thought of that before. This is William Ocean, correct?
Yes.
Underrated,
very much
artist.
So. Yeah, suddenly he is.
Hey, you, get into my car.
Who, me? Yes, you.
Problematic in 2023.
We were just 100%. Talking about this. Get out of my dreams. Get into my car. Get in the back seat, baby. Get into my car.
A little bossy, Billy.
Little, like, how about get out of my dreams? Excuse me, would you like to get into my vehicle?
Would you like a ride?
Yeah, would you like a ride?
Your Uber's here.
Can I even take you out for a nice, pleasant dinner date?
There you go. And by the way, any answer's okay. Just wanted, no pressure.
Right.
Does this song exist if Uber exists? Because really, honestly...
Like, how did Uber never just, like, you know, pay for the royalties on this and commission that for a spot?
Because it's problematic.
That's true.
Touch my bumper. Whoa. Let's make a deal.
David!
Make it real, like a roadrunner coming after you.
Huh? That's real. That's, then you know it's real.
Then the you know runner. It's... Yeah, right? Exactly. All right, well.
Stay off my bumper.
Shouts to Willie Ocean. Still with us?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, still performs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Jeez. I remember a couple years ago, he was performing at like the Vacaville Community Arts Center.
Yes, he was.
Literally Spanish for Cowtown. That's where he is.
Billy Ocean?
No, Vacaville. Maybe that's where Nick Bosa was.
Hey!
Hey, maybe he was checking out some Billy Ocean.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Right.
No, it's like, seriously, that was a true story. How great would that be?
That he was there checking out
Billy Ocean. Where was Nick at? He was a Billy Ocean concert. Billy Ocean,
bro. Huge Billy Ocean fan. He follows him all over the world.
Yes. Get out of my camp and into my contract. I don't know.
Perfect.
Yeah, was that what it was? Mm-hmm. What was that? It was Get Out of My Dreams, Caribbean Queen.
Yeah, not, Suddenly.
But Suddenly. Uh-huh. And I always have to point it out. It's not Caribbean Queen.
Yeah.
Caribbean. Only two times that's pronounced that way. Pirates of and Billy Ocean. Everyone else pronounces it Caribbean. Except for Billy Ocean and Disneyland.
I trust Billy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Joey Bosa is Nick's brother.
Yes, he is.
And he's playing.
Right.
But Nick Bosa, not at camp.
Not yet. Everyone says this is going to work, and they're going to get this contract done. Well, can we get it done? Can we step on this?
This will almost certainly be the biggest contract in the history of defensive players. This is going to be a massive contract.
You have to do it. Best defensive player in the league, or was last year, has a chance to be that again. It's awesome.
What did they offer him, like a 5-year, like a 5-year, $150 million deal fully guaranteed, or a 5-year, $6 billion deal, but only $50 million was guaranteed?
I'm confused.
I just wonder if he think
football
about
money is the guarantee. Yeah. That's the real money.
It
really,
it truly is. Bosa is, I want to say, is what, 24, 25 years old. So whatever.
Is that it?
I think so. So whatever contract he does sign here, this is going to be almost certainly. This is the one that's going to, he's 25.
Wow.
This is the one that's going to feed his great-grandkids. He will be 26 in October 23rd, so happy birthday.
Here comes the cliff.
Yeah, here comes the cliff. You got to think 4 years-ish, 4 or 5, this will be the one. So for him, you got to get this one right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he won't sign another contract at 29, 30 years old, but it ain't going to be this one. This is his big boy.
Yeah.
So he's got to.
And it's good timing for him coming off Defensive Player of the Year, all the stats he's been put. I mean, what he means to that defense. Yeah, he deserves the bag. He will get paid big time.
I want to know who is currently the highest paid. Let's see. Khalil Mack.
That can't be him.
$141 million deal. Let me look at the date on this. Yeah, my goodness gracious, right? Well, this is July 13th, as a matter of fact. Okay, so when you look at 2023 salary for defensive players, Aaron Donald, 31.7.
Okay.
T.J. Watt, 28. Joey Bosa, 27. That's a rich. Those parents better be taken care of.
Yes.
And by the way, if I am a Bosa parent, aren't you like screw that your kids getting taken care of? I'm farming some stuff out is what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm selling the good. Hey,
yeah,
there's something special going on there.
There is, you clearly.
Know? Maybe somebody else wants a linebacker.
Right.
Myles Garrett, $25 million. Quinton Williams, 24. Max Crosby, 23.5. Khalil Mack, 23.5. So here's the bottom line. Aaron Donald, who is...
He's going to be closer to that neighborhood. It's not above him.
I think he will. I think he'll be above.
Especially age, timing, everything.
Yeah, that's going to break the record. Yeah. And my guess is in the end... Here, you know what? Well, you know what, guys? Let's play a game of... Guess the contract. All right. So we're going to go... We're going to award three categories here. Years.
Okay.
Years total and guaranteed money. And I will start it this way. I'm going to say a 5-year, $175 million contract. And I will say 90. Million will be guaranteed. 5 years, 175, 90 million guaranteed for Nick Bosa. Gentlemen.
Okay. I'm going to go 4 years, one less by design.
Okay.
140 million and 100 guaranteed.
Okay. And that's Jason. Jay Mars.
6 years.
Wow.
140 million.
So two more years, but the same money that Jason put up.
95 million guaranteed.
See, I thought you were going to say all of it guaranteed.
No.
And you know what? Well, honestly, I wonder, you know, again, negotiating that deal, I wonder if they're like, okay, well, we're not going to give you as much total chance, but we will like, okay, do you want a 4-year 140 with, you know, 100 guaranteed, or can we give you a 6-year 140, but all of it guaranteed? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Where does it go, right? Okay, so here are our...
It goes to the Niners.
Huh? It
goes to the Niners.
That's a good point. And I imagine that this will... Bosa knows... By the way, well, let me ask you this. Do the Niners have any leverage here? I ask
not really.
I ask only as a thought exercise because boy is that defense really good. This is a situation.
What would their leverage be?
And when you say the defense is really good, I mean he's kind of the like best player on
he
it.
He is. No. I'm simply saying this isn't a situation where, you know, Patrick Mahomes' backup Freddie Bartlestein is going to have to step in. Like
oh, Fred.
Oh, Fred. I know. Shots at Freddie. What I'm saying is. Obviously, they're not as good without Nick Bosa. But for example, I mean, honest to God, what if Nick Bosa is saying, I want 5 years, $200 million all guaranteed? Like, what if it's some stupid, crazy, off-the-wall request like that? Like, is there any room for the Niners to say, look, we are going to suck without you, and you might cost us our Super Bowl chances, but that is way off the market, and we're just going to have to, you know, rely on Javon Hargrave and pretend you're injured. And by the way, $50,000 every game. Every day, plus you're losing your game checks.
This team's too Super Bowl thirsty. There's no way they
zero leverage.
Yep.
No leverage on
Nick is getting the highest contract for a D-line guy ever. It's just that simple.
And he deserves it.
I don't disagree with any of that. I think he's going to get a record-breaking contract. I think he deserves that record-breaking contract. I'm just simply asking, what if, hypothetically speaking, he's off the market?
He has the team where he wants him.
Yeah, he could do. Yeah. Maybe you should say 5 years, $500 million, all guaranteed, or I'm not playing. What are they going to do?
Not give him the contract.
Trade for his brother?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, more Niners. Let's talk about Brock Purdy. Cleared and ready to go with no restrictions except for the restrictions. What? Now, John Lynch will explain that to us. But there's no restrictions, by the way, on the money you can save up at Hoblet Dodge. Let me explain to you. Hello, everybody. Carmichael Dave here. We're my good friends up at Hoblet Dodge. 13 grand off MSRP, up to 5 grand off MSRP, plus financing as low as 2.9% for 72 months on new 2023 Ram 1500 Limiteds, Laramies, and Bighorns. Now, if you're going with the Ram 2500 Crew Cab, I'm talking about the 2023s, that's 5 grand off manufacturer's suggested retail price. That's what MSRP is. Here's the deal, kids. There are dealers that will try to fool you by saying, hey, 5 grand off MSRP on the new 2023 insert car nobody wants and are piling up in the back of the lot. That's not what Hoblet does. They're giving you massive discounts on their most popular cars. I've talked to Chad Hoblet about this before. I say, Chad, I know you know how to run a business, but my God, man, do you really want to throw away this much profit? He goes, yes. Why? Because that's the type of guy he is. That's why Hoblet's been around so long. That's why they're the number one Ram truck dealer in all of California. That's why they're number three in the United States. That's why they're the J.D. Power customer first dealership since 2019. That's why they're number one in J.D. Power's initial quality study. What do you want? Other dealers are marking up. Not Hoblet. Go to HobletDodge.com. Search, select, and save at HobletDodge.com. Tell them Carmichael Dave sent you. No hassle, no pressure, ever, with our good friends at Hoblet. Brock Purdy cleared, but is he? I know there are going to be opportunities for the other kids in the quarterback room. We'll talk about it next.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa. Thursdays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 a.m. on Sactown Sports. Get the latest on equipment, area courses, people who play the great game, and plenty of good conversations about golf. Golf to Go. Thursdays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 a.m. on Sactown Sports. Golf to Go is brought to you by the Hagen Oaks Golf Super Shop, America's most awarded golf facility. Naturewood Home Furnishings, where it's all about choices and always about quality.